Here is our collaborators. So we have a beautiful girl and two handsome professors. And here we outline our work from the cover page. We will show the structure of the theoretic defect and using the morphology of the vesicle, we show the global structure of the defect. We quickly go through the background. Here we have our orientation order. And in the morning, we see a lot of work. Professor Kaming introduced the animatic order. We also have vector order and hypothetic order. And we focus on the theoretic order here. And the pioneer work done by Frankel in 2004 and found the hard square system will go into the theoretic phase in a higher density. And in 2012, this comes true in the experimental system. So let's move on. We have orientation order. So we have the topological defect. In the morning, we are familiar with the topological defect. We can see the review model faces. And there's a winding number and topological stability. And we have the different symmetry. So we will have a different topological defect. In the vector, magnetic, hypothetic, they are extensively studied. But for the theoretic defect, less understood. Why we choose a spherical surface, because on the plane, the topological defect will be a high energy excitation. And for the on the sphere, we will have the infinite ball in the ground state. So it's ideal playground for we investigate the topological defect. So here is our model one. A simple model, we just consider the hard squares confined on the square, sphere. We see the in a higher density, they go into the theoretic phase as we expected in the planar case. Most interesting, the sufficiently high density, we found 8 false defects forming at the anti-cube configuration. Here is our macroscopic structure of the theoretic defect. We can see here is our snapshot of the global defect configuration. It formed almost ideal anti-cube structure. We introduce our second model. We use a simulation technique and dynamic triangulation Monte Carlo. If you are interested, you can see the review on Gumper and Crow. So here is our model two. We combine Helfrich free energy and the Frank free energy. So the Frank energy is for the theoretic order. It's an elastic property. And here is our familiar Helfrich energy for the elastic property of the vesicle. This is used by the Kada. And we can see this is our typical snapshot. When the first limited case, if the Helfrich energy dominates, we must minimize the Helfrich energy first, so we get a sphere. And then if we know the defect propel each other, as we expected, we have anti-cube here. For the other limited case, the surface buckled out, the Gaussian energy all vanished, except for the 8 defect here. So our Frank energy vanished, except for the defect. Here is our, you can see this unfolding diagram, just the unfolding of the anti-cube. We can see the all the tetratic order parallel to each other. So this is our ground state here. And so in the middle, we have the from the sphere to the theoretic, the anti-cube morphology. So it's a short talk. We just examine the defect pattern of theoretic order on a spherical surface by two independent models. One is a Monte Carlo model in which the half square system. And we also consider Frank energy combined by high frequency energy together. Both approach give the rise to eight defects in a theoretic order, forming a corner of the anti-cube. And we also illustrate the vesicle morphology change as a function of K divided by kappa. So thanks all, and any question?
Any question for Yao? Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, Patrick?
Why the total charge is plus two?
Yes. You mean why it is eight defect? It's came from the Gaussian Bernet theorem, or also called the Pongeir theorem.
Good. So thank you, Yao. We'll move on to the next speaker.